2, 3.
I haven't seen him either.
What?
I haven't seen. Get the key. I can look one up.
Session on the TID pipeline project. We have counselors, we have a situation in which the microphones work, but this is not being broadcast. It probably means it's not being taped either.
It's not for sure, but probably not.
Yeah, but we're keeping an audio recording of this meeting. So I think since we've got everybody here, we should go ahead and do it. Okay.
I'm here recording this one, so
okay, I'm going to give you a quick overview of this session, and then we'll get started taking input. So there's been a lot of public interest and input about the TID piping project, and the council decided that it would be good to devote one session just to listening to what people have to say, the ideas they have about it, or alternative ideas, or whatever. And so we have promised a listening session, and tonight is it. We're not going to have public forum in this session because the whole session is about input. It will start with Paula Brown, Public Works Director, giving a 2-minute introduction to the subject. If you want to speak, please submit a speaker request form. They're in that box on the wall in the back of the room. We have how many at this point?
Seven.
And everyone gets to speak in the order that we have received their request form. That's the only way we do it. Otherwise, things get very complicated. Everyone has 3 minutes, but counselors' questions don't count. There will be no council discussion or responding tonight, just taking input. We will end at 7 p.m. unless the council decides otherwise, and we will stop input at 6:45 for the city council to ask staff questions and give direction on follow-up. As requested by the city council, one additional study session for council's questions and clarification and the staff response to input from tonight will be coming up. The date to be determined. And last, respectful communications are welcome, and let's have no ad hominems, as if I knew exactly what that meant. So how many of you, wait a moment, how many of you are intending to speak tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 2 of you have not filled out the speaker request.
I'm in the process of doing so, thank you.
Okay, so everybody's filling them out. Council, I would say that with less than 10 or less people here, that we could give them 4 minutes each, asking that you try not to, you know, repeat what somebody else has been said. It helps us understand better, and this will give you a little bit more room. So we're going to set the clock at 4 minutes, but the first person to speak only needs 2 minutes. May I present Public Works Director Paula Brown.
Good evening, Council, Mayor. Thank you very much for tonight. I want to go over very briefly the goals of the project, and I appreciate you holding this. The goals for this project have not changed. The primary purpose for the Ashland Canal project is to pipe that in order to conserve water and protect our water supply by reducing seepage and loss, and also to reduce contaminants into Ashland Creek. Staff has held several meetings, and I think you heard that at the last study session, and I appreciate that you want to have your own listening session tonight. And I appreciate you holding 10 or 15 minutes for for me at the end to give you better directions so that I can come back to you. We will, as the mayor said, compile all the information that we have heard in the past and information that we've heard tonight, as well as the survey results. We'll compile those. The survey's online for the Ashland Canal Project, and if you haven't done that, please go online and find the survey. We'll bring that back to you at a future study session. I was in touch with Adam just before this meeting, and we're trying to juggle schedules for a lot of different things, and we'll be able to present that to you tomorrow night, I believe. So with that, after that meeting, after the second study session, or third, or whatever, we'll have a time for you to deliberate and present a decision to staff, which direction you'd like to follow. We and my staff is not here tonight because they can listen later, but we very much appreciate the community interest, and it makes us deliver a better product back to you to make your decision. So thanks for all that have already participated and that will participate tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The first
less
two
than 2 minutes, by the way.
Sure. First one ever to do it. So when you come up, if you haven't spoken before, if you get this close to the microphone, then it's easy for people to hear you. Just give us your name and the city that you live in. The first two speaker, and your time limit will be ticked off on that or this. And when you get to the end, please wrap up your, when the alarm goes off, wrap up your sentence. So the first two speakers are John, is it Hauschen?
Hauschild.
Hauschka.
Right.
Well, anyway, thank you. I apologize. And Craig Martin. Next up is Dr. Carol Boyson and Rob Robinson.
My name's John Hauschild. I've lived here in Ashland for the past 35 or more years. And I live not on the canal, but in the neighborhood where the canal runs. And it's always been a great community asset. Run into lots of neighbors. It's a beautiful space to walk in. And when I first heard about the idea to pipe the canal, it's obvious that it hadn't been tended to for quite a number of years. And I was taken by the fact that it was called the Ashland Pipe Project. There was nothing about, let's repair the canal or anything like that. So it seemed like it had its, a certain vision for what to do with the obvious problems that have come up over the years where water is being lost. And there's a concern about E. coli contamination. And something didn't ring true when I first heard about the project in the little city of Ashland newsletter. So started looking into it, and it turns out there's a number of other people that are very concerned about the project, how disruptive it's going to be to private property and the neighborhoods. And the fact that the problems, the water loss and the contamination can be dealt with in other ways that are much less expensive, much less invasive, and can be done in a lot more rapid fashion. As far as the water conservation, fixing the canal itself, the bed, just recently 400 feet of canal was fixed. And it was done very inexpensively, and basically with a little bit of upkeep, it's probably gonna last 50 to 100 years. And you'll hear from a gentleman who did the work later, and you can vouch for the information of what they did. The other big concern has been E. coli. Now, there's E. coli in this water from the source. There's E. coli in Howard Prairie Lake. There's E. coli that enters the canal for the 20, 30 miles before it hits Ashland. And so if there is some E. coli that's being added to the canal in 2 miles that we have, that can be mitigated by putting a little canal, a little channel, I should say, next to the canal itself. It'll catch the rainwater and it'll keep it from going into that if we're really concerned. I think that the E. coli has been over-amped. It's something that's kind of a touch point. It brings people's anxiety up when you mention E. coli, but really that's not a big reason for the canal project. But really seeing that this can be dealt with at probably maybe 20% of any of the alternatives that the Public Works is promoting, I'm really surprised that this project is still being considered, because if you can do something effectively and for a lot less money, I mean, if it was my money, and it is partially my money, I'd be concerned. If you don't have any skin in the game and you're just throwing money around on projects, sure, that's easy. You know, it's just like the spoiled daughter who's got daddy's credit card. You just spend the money, you do what you want, and you don't consider if your people are getting hurt, you don't consider what's happening to others, you just want to do what you want to do. And that's been my take on this project. It does not seem to have a real motivation that is founded in anything. They can't be done simpler and less expensively. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you. Craig Martin.
Yeah. I'm Craig Martin, and I've lived in Ashland on the canal before it was a canal, actually, when it was an irrigation ditch for 49 years we've been there. So, and we enjoy the canal. But what I wanted to talk about was some concerns that Ted Hall, an engineer, raised with our Keep the Canal committee about digging up a hillside to install a pipe through a residential district. Hillside is kind of a key thing here. So the risks that he made us aware of are disruption of underground drainage. New piping will require digging that will expose spring creeks. A study of these intermittent drainages has not been done. And as we have seen on Hersey Street, they can be very damaging and very expensive. And that hasn't been factored in yet. Stormwater. A study of stormwater drainage has also not been done. The removal of this natural collector will allow heavy rains to flow into yards in unpredictable ways. That'll be expensive. Solving this will be another huge unknown added expense. Risk number three, new pipe joints will attract tree roots. Root maintenance will be an unknown new expense. Risk number four, hidden problems. The ease of seeing and repairing ditch issues will be lost because of the underground. Comprehensive continual video monitoring of the entire new pipe will require unknown new time and manpower at an unknown new expense. And this is a direct quote, Ted Hall, from a meeting that I was in and with, and I wrote down. He says, "That's going to be the longest French drain in Oregon." So basically, our plan, our desire is to preserve the canal as we have it, and there'll be more people talking about that. Why remove a beloved piece of Ashland's character, and why risk all this collateral damage? And we at the unofficial Ashland Ad Hoc Canal Committee would like to present you with a fifth alternative that hasn't been presented yet. And we have submitted our simple shotcrete proposal in writing and welcome anyone to read it online at our webpage, ashlandtrails.com/keepthecanal. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Dr. Carol Boyson and Rob Robinson. And following them will be Michael Bielich, is that right? And Ron Roth.
I'm Carol Boyson, Ashland, Oregon.
are proposing, the citizens are proposing a fifth alternative for the canal. And what we are doing is, you will find in front of you a proposal that is very similar to the ones that have been presented by staff. So if you have any questions, this is what we're doing or proposing to you. One thing that is left off of it that we would like to ask be included is a carbon emission calculation for the project. All four of them that the city's proposing, and we're quite willing to propose that as well for ours. But we think, given the seriousness of climate crisis, that we should have a component of carbon emission calculation for this project especially. Also, I want to add that the examples that were given in the staff report of other piping that's being done, we looked at each one of those and called some of them. None of those were similar to ours. It was like apples and oranges. It was the other piping of canals was primarily of earth canals, and they were piping those. It was rural farmland. Out of 24, only one was on a hillside. None was in an urban site to be piped. And most of them were being paid for by state and federal monies. And now we'd also like to ask that a decision by the council be delayed until after Labor Day, because this is really an important decision for citizens, and people are out of town. This is summer, vacations are happening, as well as with counselors. So we would hope that you would consider delaying this until April, after Labor Day. Finally, I would like to introduce our expert. Our expert is Rob Robinson. He is the owner of Robinson Concrete Pumping, Inc. He's an expert in shotcrete placement. He serves the entire Northwest, the United States. And also, this is a unique business that he has of providing shotcrete for placement in, especially, canals. He's been in business for 30 years. And we had the privilege of watching him do his work, several of us. I bet there were 20 of us who were out there watching as he was repairing a certain section of our canal. And we were more than impressed. So we've invited him here, and we're asking Rob to give you his analysis and his take on our situation. Rob?
My name is Rob Robinson. I'm from Roseburg, Oregon. I'm owner of Robinson Concrete Pumping, Inc. I guess get started here on this canal with our application. We are American Shotcrete Association certified, as well as ACI certified for the federal, state, Corps of Engineers, several government agencies that we have worked with for several years now. This is something we do on a regular basis. These canal relines, this is what we do for Pacific Corps up north on the Umpqua Rivers and the Upper Rogue Rivers, as well as over in the Bend area. Our product is structural. We can come in there without disturbing the environment, without disturbing the trees, without disturbing any underground structure or waterway. Our cost effectiveness is that we can lay down a mile and a quarter. When you shut your canals off this October, we can have a whole mile and a quarter relined for you when you open back up in April. It's a done deal. This is not a drug out process. There is a time and a place for a pipeline, and this is not one of those places. Not only is the pipe going to cause more erosion problem, more dig out, more loss of tree, more loss of environment, where we're coming in, environment safe, applying this without touching or destroying any of the environment. We have a lifetime guarantee on our product. We use a product called Triton, And once we come in with our certified structural shotcrete and line your canals, we've already done a section of it for you. If there is any hairline cracking or anything of the sort, when we brush this Kryton end product, it is a crystallization. And what it does, as soon as water hits it, it creates its own crystallization and constantly is filling any crack, any void, any separation on its own 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from here on out. After a yearly maintenance of verifying that we got it in all the right places or if there's any new void or any openings, on a yearly maintenance at a low cost, this can be maintained, guaranteed, watertight, and again, hundred years of guarantee just from the product that we're applying with our structural certified shocker. The cost of this, you know, you're looking at basically $500,000 a mile, where you guys are looking at several million a mile on the pipe. We can come in there for much, much less the cost and be done with it in your 5 month window than spreading this out over years. So I think our cost, our structural, our background, we have this product spread throughout the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, and it's been proven and still being proven as a worthy product to present to you folks. Again, is there anything else you want to add to this?
I think that's good.
All right, good enough for me then. I'm good, you're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Sure. I'm sorry.
Wait, we're going to save questions so we get to the end of that
after. Well, we may have to leave.
Okay.
Pardon me?
We may have to leave. So we brought an expert in. If you want to ask, it might be good to ask him.
Okay. I'll let you ask a question and I'll see.
I just wanted to know, you said that you've done a portion for us. What are you referring to? What portion have you repro?
We've done 400 feet for you folks here recently. Gosh, what was the name of that street we did it up on? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of that street?
No. What's the name of the street?
Maybe it'd be easy to find out.
Paula knows.
We will send it to you. We sent out an invitation to all the counselors to come look at it and see what was going on.
This is your question, is where is the...
Okay,
we got the question. We know we can find the answer. Thank you, we'll continue now. Okay, next up, Michael Bielich and Ron Roth.
My name is Mike Bielich. I live at 980 Ivy Lane. I've been a very pleased resident of Ashland now for about 6 years. There have been many meetings on the Ashland Canal Piping Project, and the results, the feedback that we've gotten, have been pretty clear. 4 points come out. One, Ashlanders in general do not want this project. Number two, in the current economic climate, our city is in a poor position to fund it without significant increases in taxes. Item number three, the same benefits as we have just seen can be achieved at much lower cost as alternatives. And four, again, as some others have commented, the liability of damage from natural causes like floods, underground streams, and possible subsequent landslides is high. So to the city council, just say no to the Ashland Canal Piping Project.
Ron Roth, 6950 Old 99 South, excuse me. The issue is about water conservation. Water conservation is always important. It's not as important this year as it has been the last 2 years because we got more snowpack. Something I would like to bring up that I haven't really seen referred to is the dam removal on the Klamath River. I have two PPNL accounts, one at my house and one at my farm. As of last Monday, 587,365 Oregon customers are paying, and it's on your bill every month, to remove John Boyle Dam, Iron Gate Dam, and Copco Dams. Now, when that happens, the water in the Ashland Canal comes from the Klamath drainage. Right now, you could release all the extra water you want from Howard Prairie and Hyatt down Jenny Creek, and it would go into this big, wide, green, murky Iron Gate Lake. When Iron Gate is gone, there's going to be tremendous pressure, and even before it's gone, this is going to be talked about. The people and groups that want the Klamath water back in the Klamath, including the tribes, fishermen, both commercial and recreational, environmentalists are going to want that water. Some people want it all. You talk to some people, it's like, you stole the water. Well, we didn't steal it. There's an agreement. But at that time, when that happens, we will. We being the city of Ashland, TID, and everybody else, will have less water. How much, I don't know. It will be a long process, and who knows what will end up happening. In the meantime, water conservation is very important. I would like to see the entire Ashland Canal all the way to the Green Springs Power Plant to the top of Terrace Street in a pipe someday. I'm aware that we have a beautiful de facto park area. I've walked parts of that canal. It's really cool, but it's not a beneficial use overall of a scarce commodity. So what I would suggest would be that that you do a little more study of projects that have recently happened. The canal that comes out of Oak Street, the Talent Canal, was put in a pipe about the first mile of it. It's been about 2 years now. And it's difficult to estimate how much gets lost from evaporation and leakage. Part of the beauty of the existing canal is all those beautiful little de facto wetland areas. If it gets properly patched, the wetlands are gone. The water that's seeping out of the canal, if whether it's piped or more concreted, the water can come out. Those trees are going to dry up and die anyway. So I would, I thank the council for having this meeting tonight and doing the listening session, but the conservation is the issue, and as far as how many people in the city are opposed or not, I mean, I have no way of knowing. I don't know who has a way of knowing. But anyway, thank you for my time. I'm going to allow my last 4 seconds to somebody else.
Thank you. Next up, we have Max Lone and Dennis Arndt.
Max, she had to leave. Max Lone had to leave.
Oh, that was okay. So then we have Dennis Arndt.
So it's just me.
And Lee Olson.
My name is Dennis Arndt. I live at the top of Beach Street, which is a cul-de-sac, a very dead end at the top of Beach Street. My property comprises a cirque, which is highly populated with trees. I'm opposed to the portion of the piping project that seeks to replace sections that are already piped. The plan to repipe already piped sections would detrimentally affect me and impact where I live, according to the proposed project of repiping already piped places. My services from the city, including sewer, gas, electrics, and driveway, come across the pipe, which is already It goes directly across the bottom of my property. I'd like to also note that I was present at that January 31st meeting, and I'm sorry to say that there was over 100 people at that very first meeting. And I think it would be remiss of the council to believe that non-response indicates assent. That would be an absurd thing. First of all, the sectional, I think it's S11 TID canal piping, which was the 2012 Comprehensive Water Master Plan, does not contemplate replacing pipe sections of the TID. And I'll read that to you. It says it's recommended that the city convert the Talon Irrigation Ditch Canal to a pipe system from the Starlight Monitoring Station to the Terrace Street Pump Station. This project reduces water losses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This project is estimated to cost approximately $1.1 million. The project is recommended for the short term. Now you can see that there's no recommendation in that Comprehensive Water Plan of 2012 to replace the already piped sections. As I pointed out, my property is transversed by the pipe and driveway accessing my home. Its removal and replacement would prevent access during the proposed replacement scheme. City services, electric, natural gas, water, sewage would interrupt, not to mention access to my house. I wish to commend the people the person who anonymously released that list of people from, I think it must have been some of the Adkins people, must have released that list of everybody who would be affected by this. I thought that was very good, that we all got the word. I challenge the Adkins survey, which identifies some 286 trees requiring removal to accommodate the proposed removal and replacement of the existing pipe sections. In my particular case, a tree identified for removal is listed as 40 inches in diameter when in fact it is 52 inches in diameter. This 102 feet tall ponderosa stands just outside the easement measurements, the 10 foot either side of center line. I reiterate that I challenge the accuracy of this survey, which seems to serve the construction requirements over good environmental and good sense concerns. I request that the council remove from the canal piping proposal that portion which seeks to remove and replace already piped sections of the ditch. They're on the property since November 1979, lived there for 40 years. To change that environment would drastically impact the 105 feet of elevation on my property from the bottom of the driveway to the property line. To remove trees along that area would drastically change the environment of an already challenged area in Ashland.
Thank you. Lee Olson.
Good evening. My name is Lee Olson, and I live at 560 Terrace Street. The canal, like this gentleman, the canal bisects my property. I mean, it runs, you're right, not exactly through the middle, but nearly through the middle. And I have lived at that address for 20 years, and I appreciate the canal for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is aesthetic. But what I'd like to speak to the council about tonight is the issue of E. coli. So I'm a physician, and E. coli gets tossed around a lot, and I'm really not certain how much everyone really understands it. But it's a bacteria which is a coliform, which means that it resides in the gut of mammals. That includes humans, but wild animals, domestic animals, humans. And the majority of E. coli strains are completely benign. They don't cause any illness. They're not dangerous. But there is one in particular which can be very serious and can be deadly. When they measure E. coli levels, they can't distinguish the strains. They can only measure all E. coli levels. And it's most important as an indicator of fecal contamination of a water source, not as a representative of disease or illness that would result from the single dangerous human threatening strain of E. coli. So, what I'd like to speak to is the numbers that we've seen and the discussion about the dangers of E. coli. And I'd like to start by showing everybody this graph, which I think has been underappreciated and is included in all of the city's forms and documents. And this shows measured E. coli levels in a 2011 study compared to a 2018 study. And the green bar is a measurement of E. coli at Starlight, which is the beginning of the 2 mile stretch that Ashland has control over and owns. The blue box measures E. coli levels at the canal outflow into the creek. So this is 2011. It's a pretty dramatic increase in E. coli. And this is 2018. And the only thing that's happened in those intervening years is they put doggy poop stations along the ditch. The decrease in E. coli in the water is dramatic. I think that everybody appreciates that wildlife, domestic animals, maybe humans, are contributing to the E. coli levels in the water, but a super simple and super inexpensive approach like doggy poop stations has had a tremendous effect. And I think if the citizens of Ashland understood that a renewed effort to pick up after their dog would have even more effect and be very successful. I don't think that you need to pipe the ditch to do this, and certainly E. coli in the water can be treated at the water treatment plant. We all know that. It is that water that's reserved for emergency backup city drinking is treated anyway, and E. coli is adequately treated through that process. So I think the E. coli argument is strongly overstated, and I support not piping the ditch.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we have reached 6:45. And the point at which we were going to stop and ask staff questions and also give them follow-up directions if they have. Does anyone have questions of staff? Yeah?
I would like more information about the feasibility of option 5 that has been proposed. Have we looked at that? Is there a reason to do that or not to do that? So that would be what I would be interested in. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Steve? Dennis?
Along with that, I agree. We should, what I think we would want, because you're not going to answer questions here tonight, I don't think. No, you don't seem to have that profile at this point in time.
You don't want me to answer questions tonight.
Don't have that. Is there's been a number of assertions made, and that they be dealt with each in their turn, with your rationale to either accept or why you would, I wouldn't want to call it reject them, but what would be your take on each one of them? So we've had a number, including the presentation by Ted, I can't think of his last name right now, but that's been going around that you could also address, so that when we bring this back, we have somewhat of a comprehensive look at everything that's been put forward, your take on it, and leading towards, again, what your recommendation would be in light of all that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to be clear that I wasn't asking you to say anything to it either. It was for further.
Thank you. Okay. So my only other question was on the E. coli question. I believe there are thresholds that if we exceed, we end up needing to have public safety notices and that sort of thing. And so I, it would be helpful for me to understand, because there's a relative relationship and then there's a threshold, and I think I need to better understand that relationship.
Thank you.
I have a question on funding. It was suggested by an individual tonight that it's going to cost the taxpayers of Ashland a lot of money to go with the piping. When you come back, could you be very specific about the loan that's suggested and how that's going to be paid off and out of what fund? Just in general, as specific as you can on the funding for the various iterations.
Great.
Paula, I'd be interested in, and I can probably talk to you offline about this, but it might be helpful to know what efforts TID may be undertaking, either in the medium term, long term, to pipe its stretch, if that's even a consideration. I think while it's not central to this discussion, it'd be interesting to know whether that's part of their plan, as they do have a lot of canal linear footage nearby.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Any more questions? Yes?
Are there things that you would like us to address? I mean, are you looking for specific items to be spoken to, or you just, okay?
So, not to be, you know, cut anybody short, we've been listening to this for a long time. Your goal, my goal, is to make sure we get the information so that you can make a decision. The goal tonight was, for me at least, to hear new information and to be able to answer that. I think the one piece that was new is the carbon footprint. I think I'll work with Adam and see if we can get that information from Stu, because I know he's looked at that in a couple other cities, so we might be able to get that information. I don't know how long that takes. I've not done that before. So that's new for me, but I think what our goal from our staff, who's worked pretty hard on this, is to figure out the best way to package this for you. And I'm thinking that we'll try to take each major issue and write a issue paper, fact sheet, try to keep them short, because I know you don't want to read 85 different things in the one book. But really try to package this in a way that is complete for all of you, succinct for all of you, and allows the public to see what we've done also and what you've asked for. That's the goal coming back to you at whenever we have the next study session.
And I think that being able to compare the so-called project five or option five with the other options is also what we might be able to do.
And to be clear, option four is sort of option five. Option five has a couple of little things extra. So on the one page that I've seen, that's what I understand. So.
Okay. Dennis,
just one last little thing. Just speak a little bit to, I think there is some solid thinking behind when we bring this back to council. Does something in post-September trouble you at all, or since that request has been made? You don't have to necessarily, do I have to put you on the spot now, but you would want to at least address that.
We've been looking at this for 2 years, so I think that we don't need to wait till after September, but that's purely up to you, and I'll work that with city administrator and see if we can get
it. I'm just wondering if from a construction or whatever you want to call it, project standpoint.
It just depends on when we want to get it done.
Okay.
Did we have a, it seemed like it was alluded to earlier, but could you or somebody repeat what our timeline was? Moving forward on this, what our next steps are, and when?
The goal was to be in final design in May or in June,
okay.
So that we could do phase one this year. And if we pipe this, and again, the piping project is what council directed us to look at. And we have looked at various options now. But if we were to do any removal of the existing material to pipe and or replace, you can't do that all in one season. If we're putting something over the top, perhaps we could. So the timing for me is completing engineering. The canal goes off in October. We've got a very short window to be able to do any work before we have rains, before we have these other things. So I think we knew we'd have two seasons, and we planned for two seasons. We're just pushing it down further, that's all.
Do you do an RFP for this project once we decide on all?
Absolutely.
I have one. Do you have a question? I have, before we close up, I have one other question. Mr. Robinson.
Yes, sir.
I understand that you had to leave early tonight, and so I was wondering why you're still here.
I just want to hear your outcome here today.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. It was
to clarify, the city hired the firm that he represents to do that work. So it's not like I'm not familiar with the work that he's done. He did a beautiful job, and that's short section.
Thank you.
And there isn't an outcome expected.
I just want to hear what y'all got to say.
We're interested in what you have to say, too.
Okay, then, Adam, do you want to say something?
Just another one to clarify that this won't be on the July 1st study session, right? So some of the materials prior were talking about July 1st, but that won't be on the July 1st study.
I think that we all have to consult with each other, but my understanding is that the July 1st study session may not be
on. No, engineering never done.
So that's why. Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. So